Unit 5. Buying Things. Page 36. 3. Talking about things you've bought.
Oh, I like those shoes. Are they new?
Yes, I only bought them a few days ago.
They're really nice. They really suit you.
Thanks. I wasn't sure about them to begin with, but I really like them now.
Yes, I love the design. Where did you get them?
From this great shop in Hopley. They've got a sale on at the moment, and I just couldn't resist them.
I can imagine. How much were they?
They were £29.99, reduced from £65.
Wow, that's brilliant. Whereabouts exactly is this shop? I might try to go there later.
Well, do you know where Castle Street is?
Yes, I think so.
Well, as you're going down the hill, it's about halfway down, on the left. I think it's called Barrett's.
Oh, right. Well, thanks for telling me.
That's okay. Let me know if you buy anything.
Unit 5, page 38.
My husband has just come home from the supermarket. He doesn't usually do the shopping. In fact, he doesn't usually do any housework. But today I'm very busy. I had an appointment at the hospital. So he said he'd give me a hand and buy some food for dinner and some things for the house. It has taken him 2 hours more than it normally takes me. As we unpack the bags, he suddenly says, "Oh, no, I forgot to buy the oil." Then a moment later, "Oh, no, you wanted me to get some sugar as well, didn't you? Sorry, I forgot." Then I ask, "Did you get any rice?" "You wanted rice," he replies. "Of course I wanted rice. What do we normally eat every day?" "It was on the shopping list I gave you." "Sorry, I left it in the car." I then notice what he has bought. He's got 6 tins of pineapple. They were on special offer. 2 kilos of cheese. It was reduced because tomorrow is its sell-by date. And a large jar of chocolate spread. He likes it. When I complain about this, he gets upset and says he was only trying to help. And I can do it next time if I don't like the way he does it. I don't know. Sometimes I get angry about things like this. But then at other times I almost feel sorry for him. He's 32 years old, and he doesn't know how to look after himself. He can't cook. He can't iron his own shirt. He doesn't know how the washing machine works. And obviously he doesn't know how to do the shopping. He doesn't really think this is men's work. That's what his parents taught him. Before he married me, he lived at home. His mother and sisters did everything for him. Now I sometimes have to go away on business. I'm a marketing manager for a multinational company, and when I do, he gets his mother to come and stay with him and the children. I think my husband is too old to change now. But I'm bringing up my son and daughter in a different way. I want my son to know how to cook and sew and keep the house clean. Just like my daughter can. My son's friends made fun of him one day when they found out he was making cakes. They said he was a girl and he would never be a real man. But I tell him, if you don't learn, you will always be a child. A real man can look after himself and support his wife by sharing the housework. When he's older, he will thank me, and so will his wife.
Unit 5, page 40. 4. While you listen. Conversation 1.
What do you think of this?
It's really nice. It really suits you. Is it waterproof?
Yes, yes, totally. Which is just what I need if we're going to go camping.
Yes.
Don't you think it's a bit too big?
Yes, maybe a bit. Have they got anything smaller?
I can't see anything here. I'll ask. Excuse me.
Yes, sir?
Have you got something like this, but in a smaller size?
I'm afraid that's all we have. You could try Black's. It's another camping shop on Judd Street. It's just off this road, about halfway down.
Right. Okay. Thanks. I'll try there.
Conversation 2.
I've got the bread. Do we need anything else?
Yes, I must get some shampoo. I forgot to bring some with me.
Okay, where is it? Have you seen any?
No, let me ask this guy. He looks as if he works here. Excuse me, where's the shampoo?
I'm afraid it's at the other end of the store. The second aisle from the end.
Okay, thanks. Look at this. Don't they sell it in bottles less than a litre?
They're not very expensive, though, are they?
It's not that. It's just that it's a bit too much. I don't want to have to carry it around with me. Oh, forget it. I'll leave it. I just won't wash my hair for a few days.
Are you sure? That's disgusting.
No, it'll be okay.
All right. Is that it then? You don't need anything else from here?
No, but I mustn't forget to go to the bank later. I need to cash some traveller's checks.
Conversation 3.
Hello. I bought these batteries from you earlier, but they're the wrong size. Can I change them?
Yes, I guess so. What size do you want?
The next size down, if you've got them. Yes, those ones.
They're actually 10 pence more expensive.
Oh, right. Okay. Can I have a paper as well?
That's £1.10, please. Have you got anything smaller? I haven't got any £5 notes.
Sorry, I've just been to the cash point.
Never mind. You'll have to have coins. That's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Okay, thanks. Sorry about that.